The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Mystic cards in A Light in the Fog, the fourth Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy Cycle. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. There are three Mystic cards in the pack. All of them are upgrades for the Mystic cards that appeared in Into Deep. The first card is Armageddon. It is a four-cost asset that costs four experience points, willpower, and combat skill icons. Spell and curse trait uses three charges. Spend one charge, fight. This attack uses willpower instead of combat. You get plus two willpower and deal plus one damage for this attack. For each curse token revealed during this attack, you may deal one damage to an enemy at your location or place one charge on Armageddon. It takes up an arcane slot. So you and I, when Into Deep came out, we basically took a wait and see attitude towards the latest series of Mystic assets. Now that we have them, where do you stand on them?
I don't think my opinions really swayed much on them. I still think they're pretty decent assets. They're slightly expensive than their arguably original counterparts in Shriveling, Rite of Seeking, and Mists of Rillie. But their interaction with the curse tokens is certainly a benefit. And these level 4 versions have the added benefit of giving additional effects for each curse token that you reveal, which is cool. The original ones only give you one, regardless of how many curse tokens you draw. I still think my original opinion is valid here, and these are basically the same thing. They're still good, but slightly overcosted.
Yeah, I think it's nice that you get the extra damage per curse token, and we have Favor of the Moon and Favor of the Sun coming out in the Lair of Dagon, which, and the Favor of the Moon guarantees that you can draw at least one curse token a turn. So you're getting three damage out of this, which is, three seems to be the new two as far as enemies are concerned. So many enemies these days have three health, so being able to take them down with one action is very nice. I mean, the plus two willpower, we pretty much expected that based on Shriveling and past Mystic assets, so no real surprise there. Yeah, I just sort of feel like if you were playing Armageddon and these cards in the past, you're probably, if you're playing the level 0 versions, that is, you're probably going to upgrade to these versions, so you really only have one option. So I guess if you bought into it in the beginning, you're committed to it, so you're going to spend the experience on this. So I would probably rate, I think this is going to be true of pretty much all of these, is that I would probably rate this one still, I think we rated the level 0 versions a 0, and I'm going to rate this one a 0 too. I mean, I think it does sort of what we expected and not a whole lot more.
Yeah, I would agree. It's fine. It's just not very exciting.
The second Mystic card in the pack is Eye of Chaos. It's a 5-cost asset that costs 4 experience points. Willpower and Intellect skill icons. Spell and Curse trait uses 3 charges. Spend 1 charge, investigate. Investigate using willpower instead of intellect. You get plus 2 willpower for this test. If you succeed, discover 1 additional clue at this location. For each curse token revealed during this investigation, you may discover 1 clue at a connecting location or place 1 charge on Eye of Chaos. Again, pretty much on par with what we expected. It is still very, very expensive at 5 resources, but I guess if you combine this with the curse tokens you're discovering, and you draw at least one, you're getting 3 clues, which is, that's good in multiplayer. you're going to get at least two in solo, which is fine. And yeah, again, it does pretty much what we expected.
Yeah, there's really not much to say. It's okay. I think five resources is really a huge hindrance for this card, though.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. I'm still going to give it a zero. I think Mystics have enough. Like, if this had been released way back when, in around core set days, I'd be just like, no bloody way am I paying five resources for this. But Mystics have so many more ways of reducing the cost of things that that the five is easier to mitigate. I'm still would not want to see this in my opening hand, but unless I had something to go along with it. But
Yeah, you definitely want like Uncage the Soul or Voice of Ra or something like that to go along with this card. But chances are you're probably playing those cards anyway, so.
yeah, so this one's going to get a zero from me again. Pretty much, if you're playing Eye of Chaos, zero, and you need to upgrade, this is
Yeah, I'm
your
right there with you.
choice. You know, who knows? Maybe down the road we'll see a level two or three version. So there's the bridging that you can use with what's that card? A Arcane Research. The final Mystic card in the pack is the level four version of Shroud of Shadows, the third of the set. It is a three cost asset, willpower and agility skill icons, spell and curse trait, uses three charges, spend one charge, evade. This evasion attempt uses willpower instead of agility. You get plus two willpower for this test. If you succeed and the evaded enemy is non-elite, you may move that enemy to a connecting location. For each curse token revealed during this evasion attempt, you may move to a connecting location or place one charge on Shroud of Shadows. I think this one is actually, I'm not overly impressed by the extra ability on this one. It could come in handy in certain scenarios, but I guess it really depends on whether you have some place to move to. And so this one, I think, is a little bit harder. I don't think it's enough to knock it down, but I'd still give it a zero. But that would be my main concern, is it's like, okay, where am I going to move? Like insert, like with the in the Forgotten Age, for example, where locate the way locations come out, this is kind of just, it doesn't do very much, because it just unless you've got a location to go to, your the expedition deck will prevent that. So
I'm curious, man, from Lang, since we have these cards on hand right now, what would you think of these cards if we knew that Favor of the Moon wasn't coming out?
If there was no way to guarantee that I was going to draw a token, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, even with a ton of, I mean, when I've been playing my curse deck, I've had seven or eight curse tokens in the bag, and you still just don't draw them all that often. Like they're very unreliable in terms of, like, if I think really the only way to leverage these cards is if you can absolutely guarantee that you can draw them. And I think I mentioned this in when I built my most recent Rita deck, where I tested the blessed tokens in it. And it was just like, if I knew I could absolutely draw a blessed token when I needed it, it would be great. But as it is, it's just like, even if you have a ton of blessed tokens in the deck or curse tokens, they sort of seem like I get them when I don't want them, or they come in like I'll draw three or four at a time, in which case it's just sort of like, okay, well, I really either passed that test or I missed that test, and then that, okay, well, now I went from, say, seven tokens down to four tokens, which means the odds of me actually being able to trigger this curse mechanic or bless mechanic on the next test is now considerably lower than it was, and it was already not that good. So yeah, I think without having Favor of the Moon and Favor of the Sun, I think I might probably knock these down
I think I would too,
to a
for
lower.
pretty much the same reasons. Like, if you can't reliably trigger these cards, then real like you really have to ask yourself why you're playing them in the first place.
So, I don't know. I mean, all of the cards in the cycle have now been spoiled, if you know where to look. And I didn't really take a very close look at those cards, but I also didn't really see anything in them, I think, that was like made it like drawing those tokens was going to be any more reliable. So, I think Favor of the Moon and Favor of the Sun are probably the high watermark in terms of guaranteeing yourself token pulls. So, I think this one, for me at least, gets a zero. Maybe I think this is the one I'm least excited about of the three. Like, I think this one probably get played less, but I often tend to play, Shriveling and Sixth Sense and Rite of Seeking above Mists of Rillier in a lot of decks too. Like the evasion takes a back seat, so.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I tend to play the investigate and fight spells over the evade spells, and it's tough because you only have two slots, right? So you need to you have to dedicate to the two things you have to do, and anything past that is what do you do, right?
Who
So
knows? Maybe the new tarot cards we're getting in return to the Circle Undone will shake that up, and they seem to be throwing slots at us left and right in that. So that's gonna do it for a look at the Mystic cards in A Light in the Fog. We knew these were coming, and of course we got all three of them in this pack. They do what we pretty much expected them to do. It's good to know that Favor of the Moon is coming out, so you can guarantee that you're going to get at least one curse token out of the deal, so you can trigger these things. But I haven't been all that excited to play these, but
yeah, I haven't either. I've tried them out too. I tried them out in Dexter, and I tried them out in Jacqueline, because I figured Jacqueline would be another good investigator to try to reliably trigger these. And like you said, even with Jacqueline, it was hard to reliably trigger them. And Jacqueline's essentially an all of every turn, so.
So we'll see, but as it stands right now, I'm not too sure how to think of the Mystics in this particular cycle. They when you commit so many of the cards to this particular cycle of cards, it not a lot of excitement doesn't get me excited about playing Mystics right now.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I am also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.